Broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital, Wrong Think Radio brings you the facts and analysis you need, devoid of liberal media bias. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. Now, we're here to bring you guys the latest media analysis and news so you can start your day devoid of liberal media bias. I understand that a lot of people were confused. I was out for a couple of weeks on sort of an impromptu vacation. It was somewhat planned, but wasn't really sure whether or not I'd be able to actually make it into the broadcast booth during it. It turns out I was not, and so things are going to be a little bit weird as we get back into the swing of things. Of course, you can go over to youtube.com/wrongthinkradio and check out our live program from yesterday, which is Sunday, and where Alan and I talk about a lot of the stuff that's happened over the week and sort of give our insight into that. And we'll cover some of the stories that we talked about then, yesterday, now, so we can get a little bit more depth. The first story that I want to bring up is that Bernie Sanders looks like he's going to be proposing legislation to absolve loan debt, like $1.6 trillion worth of student loan debt. Now, this sounds nice. This is one of those, it sounds really nice kind of situations, one of those legislative bills where who's going to really disagree with it because the big banks are just taking money from people. But in reality, that's not what's happening. Right? I mean, yes, banks are loaning money, but they're loaning money to pay for what exactly? They're paying for college tuition. The reason why the Democrats want to absolve student loan debt is because what they don't want to do is have the hard discussion about whether or not education is more expensive than necessary, and have the discussion as to how much education truly is worth, especially when you have all of the liberal arts colleges that are offering degrees that obviously have no pathway towards any real job. I mean, a gender studies degree is exactly good for what, would you say? And that's exactly it. You see, a lot of college campuses have become nothing more than activism factories. They are just an extension of the propaganda for the left. They are the indoctrination camps of the left. And so what they don't want is people touching it. If people start getting upset, if people going to college are upset over the amount of money that they had to pay to get a college education and realize that it's nothing more than indoctrination into the socialism of the left, then they're going to take their money elsewhere. And that is what the Democrats are the most afraid of. That's why they're worried about student loan debt. It's not that they're upset about the big banks. Most of the big banks finance their campaigns. Most of the big banks support their party. Most of the big banks are part of their woke ideology. So it's not that. It's certainly that what they don't want is anybody taking a magnifying glass to these colleges and realizing that they're nothing more than indoctrination factories. They don't want anyone messing with that, but they primarily also don't want anybody messing with the idea of how much education truly is worth in an economic sense. Now, remember, the Democrat Party is primarily supported by unions, and teachers' unions is a large part of that. So the people that are part of primary education, primary and secondary education, is that they donate to the Democrat Party, either willingly or unwillingly, as we know when it comes to unions. But the teachers' unions want their pay to continually increase. And the way that this whole scenario works with big labor now, because let's be honest, labor unions are not what they were started to be. They're nothing more than money laundering factories for the Democrat Party. But the way that it works is the teachers' unions demand that they may, or the teachers, I'm sorry, well, the unions via the teachers demand more money, or, you know, less expenses, what have you, just about every single year. And then they want to have this pay increase. They push and push and push and push. Sometimes they'll go on strike. They won't hold school. The school ends up bending over. They charge the citizens more in tax so the teachers can make more money or pay less for this or that. And the reason why they do that is that actually, and the reason why the union supports it, is the more money the teachers make, the more that gets skimmed off the top of that money that goes into the union, and then the more that union is able to donate to the Democrat Party. So the Democrat Party obviously supports every action that these unions come up with, which results in more money, which actually results in more taxation in the citizenry, which, by the way, more taxation on the citizens, more money for the teachers, but not backed by an improvement in anything towards your child. None of this is ever predicated on improvement towards the child. In fact, it's the opposite a lot of times. If a school is failing horribly, somehow the left has convinced people that, oh, the school's failing horribly. We need more of your money. You need to pay us more. The reason why we're doing so bad is you're just not paying us enough. So literally, the people that are terrible right now, that are not getting kids to pass classes, are saying, you should pay me more and somehow I'll get better. If you just give me more money, I'll somehow get better. That has literally been the last 50 years of education. Now, obviously, we're talking about college. It's a little bit different. But the point still remains the same. What these college professors are doing, well, the college professors are the people who are indoctrinating the next generation. They are convincing the next generation, and well, have been for 30 or 40 years, convincing the next generation that communism is a great idea and you should support hard left policies in an administrative state. That's exactly what they want, and the Democrats don't want anybody looking into it and getting wise to that. So, of course, Bernie Sanders is just going to give a huge payout to these banks via tax dollars. That's what's happening here. It is kind of funny to point at the Democrat socialists and say, hey, look, everybody, Bernie Sanders wants to give $1.6 trillion to the big banks. That's really what's happening. You can go ahead and say, oh, well, he's paying off student loan debt, but really he's giving $1.6 trillion to the big banks because the big banks are the ones that finance student loans, aren't they? So how does this work? And what's that mean for people who are responsible like myself that paid off their student loans? Where's my break? I was responsible. I paid off my student loans. I know plenty of other people who paid off their student loans, who went to school, got decent jobs, didn't go for some stupid flowery activism degree. What about us? So once again, it's just another one of those situations in which the liberals in the United States want to reward people who weren't responsible at the cost of those of us who were. So because I paid my student loans off because I'm a contributing member to society, I will now be punished through taxation to pay off the student loans of people who were not responsible, who didn't pay off their student loan debt, put it off, defaulted on it, didn't go to school for a job that was worthwhile. Instead, they got something in like Renaissance art feminism studies. And now I have to pay for their degree as well as the one that I got, because that's what's really happening here. But in reality, we all know that debating the logic on it, it makes no real sense because we're acting as if Bernie Sanders is doing this in good faith, and he's not. He's just trying to buy votes. That's all it is. It's literally the same thing that happened in 2016 where Bernie Sanders was just offering free college. It's the same idea here, and it's just insane. And Bernie Sanders is... We're obviously getting to the point in the 2020 field of which now there are 24 people running. 24 people are running for the Democrat nomination, which, by the way, shows a lot of cracks in the Democrat Party. It shows that they are not coalesced around a singular idea. There are so many people involved because nobody really understands what the Democrat message is because, well, they don't have one aside from Orange Man Bad. But the reality here is now it's policy time. Everyone's going to be putting out their policies, and they're going to get more and more insane to try to out-insane each other for media basically being looked at by the media. Now, Bernie Sanders, he doesn't think that we should deport any illegal aliens at all whatsoever. That's his latest as well, because Donald Trump was going to be doing this mass deportation, and it ended up getting slid down the road 2 weeks for Democrats to come up with a solution, which equates to it's just going to have to happen in 2 weeks. And the Democrats have not proposed any way to actually reform the immigration system. What they do instead is they cry about ripping families apart, children in cages. Which is ridiculous. The easiest way to solve children in cages and ripping families apart is to not let them in the country. Done. No families will be separated. Nobody will be held in what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls a concentration camp. There's no potential of anyone sleeping on a floor. There's no potential of anybody in what looks like a cage. There's no potential of anybody in what could be described as a concentration camp, even though that's extremely disingenuous and an outright lie. None of that would happen if you just build the wall and don't let them in. Done. We've solved the problem the Democrats have, right? And that's obviously the more humane solution, because they're saying the current solution is exceedingly inhumane. So the humane solution would be that they have to apply for citizenship before they get to the United States and apply for asylum in the nearest bordering country, which is typically Mexico, because the majority of these people are coming from South America. So there you go. The humane solution is to build the damn wall and to not let them just wander into the country illegally. Done. You're welcome, Democrats. I'll be here all week. But that's not the point. The reality is that one, they want open borders. We all know that. But two, if anybody denies that the Democrat Party is making a bid to try to get illegal immigrants to vote in this next election, they are lying. The fact pattern is there. It absolutely exists. It's right in front of our face. There is no way that the Democrat Party would be putting this much energy into illegal immigrants if they weren't going to have a way for them to vote in this next election. It's undeniable at this point. Why the hell else would they be doing this? There's no logic behind it, because the American people were pretty obvious in the idea that they did not support illegal immigration. Donald Trump won the presidency almost specifically on saying that he was going to tackle illegal immigration. That is something that is that absolutely needs to be pointed out. The American population is not open borders. So the Democrats aren't doing it because they think that it's going to appeal to everyday Americans, the people they need to win, the independent voters. Illegal immigration doesn't appeal to the independent voters. And let's be honest, the lies aren't working. There aren't independent voters sitting there thinking that there's concentration camps at the borders. There aren't independent voters that are sitting there thinking that we're actually being abusive to people who have to trek thousands of miles and be held by human traffickers and coyotes. Nobody's looking at that and saying, oh, America's the worst thing that they've experienced since they've began their journey. Nobody's believing that. So what it really is they are signaling, it's a dog whistle, if you will, to the illegal immigrants, because they are going to ensure that they get to vote, either by literally trying to make it okay for them to vote, or by obscuring the laws of voting by claiming that it, quote, disproportionately affects minorities, end quote, to have an ID and to make sure that you are allowed to vote. They're going to lie and say somehow black people can't vote, and black people can't possibly get a driver's license, even though there's literally nothing to prove that at all. They're going to claim that any sort of way of actually ensuring that the people who are voting are registered to vote properly, are U.S. citizens, all of that, they're going to claim that it's racist. Why? Because they want these illegal immigrants to vote. And anybody who denies that is lying. That much is a fact. Why else would they be spending this much time on it? And it's time for everyone to start calling it out. That's what we need to call out. That's what needs to be pointed out. Now, speaking of racial relations, when we're talking about the Democrats, Pete Buttigieg, however you say his name, is facing some backlash in an interesting way. We covered this on the Sunday show, which you can get at youtube.com/wrongthinkradio. He was met with Black Lives Matter protesters because an officer in South Bend, Indiana, where he is mayor, fatally shot a black man. Now, the claim of the officer is that this man came at him with a knife. The officer was dispatched to come out there around 3 o'clock in the morning because someone was breaking into cars. And as the officer approached, there was a man with a knife and the man came at him. The officer fired 2 shots and fatally wounded the attacker. Now, there is literally nothing that is questioning the account the officer gave. There's nothing suggesting that the officer has lied. There's nothing suggesting that anything about what I just said is false. What did happen is that his dash cam and his body camera were not on. So there's not video of the incident. But nobody is saying that the officer lied. Now, the interesting point about this is that Black Lives Matter is excited. Do not misunderstand us. Black Lives Matter is excited that the video wasn't on. If you haven't noticed, since there was the last time that Black Lives Matter became prominent, in which every single time that they have made a bid for something, we have found that the officers acted correctly. The officers acted within the law. The people that were doing something were trying to either get a hold of a weapon, trying to harm other people, trying to harm the officers. Every single time that a major news story has come out, the media has had to tap dance its way backward because it turns out that the officers acted appropriately, that these people were violent, that these people were attempting to do something wrong and were stopped with the force of the law in something that everybody can kind of everybody can look at and say is rational. What they haven't been able to do is say that there actually is some sort of racism in the idea that white cops are just driving around shooting black people. That's not actually happening. But if you've noticed, since there was all this huge push for body cameras, you haven't seen a ton of news stories getting Black Lives Matter spun up. Why? Because as soon as they try, body camera footage comes out and it's exactly as we think it's going to be. That the police acted appropriately, that that person was being violent, that person was attempting to assault police, that victim was putting police in harm's way, and they reacted with lethal and deadly force. Now, don't get me wrong. I am perfectly fine with oversight of the police. I'm not a person who's just going to act like the police are completely innocent in every single time. Absolutely not. I think that the police force is the part that it interacts with the community the most, so they deserve the most scrutiny. But that does not equate to scrutiny of every single time your baby is done knocking over a liquor store and then gets into a fight with a cop. You don't get to scream racist. Every time your baby is walking around in the streets, smashing people's windows and stealing crap out of their car and then pulls a knife on a cop and gets shot, you don't get to scream racist. Every time your little baby decides that they're going to go out and reach for a police officer's gun and try to shoot them and they end up getting shot by the cop, you don't get to scream racist. I'm tired of that. What's amazing is that Pete Buttigieg gave in to the crowd, gave in to the mob. And now the mob is coming for him. And no matter how many times he's, no matter how big a sodomite he may be, he is still a white man. And so he's not going to survive. But the point that I wanted to make, the biggest point here, is that nobody is refuting the officer's account. Black Lives Matter is just screaming racist. They're not even saying that the cop's lying. They're just screaming racist. They're demanding that everybody get fired. And why? See, you have to understand, Black Lives Matter is not a community reform group. They're not there to reform. They're not there to reform, like for justice reform. They're not there for that. They're an activism group. These people are nothing more than foot soldiers for the psychotic left. What they actually want is their ultimate goal. They don't want any police, because what they want is they want community activists to police it. They want community organizers policing communities. They want brown shirts. That's what they want. They want a local community of liberal activists marching through the streets, policing everybody. And they're not going to police it necessarily fair. It's okay. Minorities can steal from white people because that's just wealth redistribution. But if you commit hate speech, you're going to get cracked in the skull and dragged off to the gulag. That's what they want. If you look at how socialism becoming communism, which it always does, but if you look at the beginnings of communism, this is exactly how it starts, with community policing. Typically, what would happen, it's because of underserved communities, i.e. communities that did not really have law enforcement. So the community would, via activism, start up their own law enforcement, but then they would use it to punish their political opponents. This is what the left wants, and this is what Black Lives Matter is doing. And that needs to be pointed out. These people are not a reform organization. They are activists. Now, if you like this analysis, be sure to subscribe. Share this podcast with your friends to make sure that we reach as large an audience as possible. As you know, social media is not going to be helping us out much with getting our message out there, so we have to rely on you, the listener, to share this with as many people as possible. Feel free to communicate to us at contact@wrongthinkradio.com. You can ask us questions and see how you can get more involved in trying to help us out in getting this show out to as many ears as possible. Let's be honest. I don't want to sound arrogant, but we're ahead of the curve, and we want to make sure that you stay ahead of the curve as well. And I don't want everybody in America having to wait for the mainstream media to catch up. I think that they deserve this kind of analysis immediately, and you can help by sharing this podcast with your friends, putting it out on social media, and getting a hold of us and seeing how you can get involved. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.